This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, look, I have a really annoying problem. My new car smell is upsetting me.
Some people pay for that, Chris.
It's really upsetting. I don't think anyone really understands, and it's been making me sick.
But just how new your car is.
Oh, it's just, it's like, so new.
Oh, no, I am just too affluent. This is just making me ill.
It's so frustrating how new my car is, but I have come up with a solution and it's genius. Just wait, guys. This is the Triple Threat podcast. Okay, guys. So, you know how I got a new car?
yeah.
You two are just jealous. Anyway, yeah. So how long have I had it for? 4 weeks.
Oh, okay.
You're also complaining to James and I before off air how you had to buy it outright and that made it so much more difficult.
Hang on a second.
That's a bit private.
That is not what I said to you off air. Excuse me. I did.
Oh, it's so frustrating. I don't need a loan.
Oh, my gosh. I believe what I said was buying a car is expensive. Yeah. And you guys have turned that around to, oh, look at me, I bought my car out night. Man, you don't have a move in there. Wow, jealous. Guys, I still live at home.
All right, let's bring you back down.
Anyway, so yes,
okay,
a car
so
is very expensive.
I have a car, right, but yeah. No house or yeah. Anything of my own. Mm-hmm. I don't pay rent, which...
You still get pocket
money.
Live
in the car. No, I don't get it anymore. Oh, Dad, right. Stop the pocket money. Keep up. So, so 4 weeks.
Yes.
Okay. And last week, mm-hmm. I broke one of my car rules. So it took me 3 weeks. I ate in the car.
Oh.
Now, you guys know me and you were saying that I would break it on like day two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to crack.
I was going to give it a week.
A week?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the first week, I got ice cream, but I ate it outside the car because, you know, I got out.
Yeah. Ice cream's a difficult one, though. I don't think you could eat that in any car. Especially when it's hot, starts dripping down and you're like, oh.
You just don't want to risk it.
Yeah, you've got to concentrate on the road.
Mm. It's true.
And then I had this bag of nuts in about week two and I also got out of the car. Even though nuts, like, you could just put in your mouth, like, it should be fine.
Once again, Christina, keep your eyes on the road.
So I was feeling really sick because the new car smell was starting to get to me.
What? Like some people get, like,
that
freshness
pumped in.
That yeah. smell like new car?
For the first couple of weeks, it was amazing. And then I just got to this point where it made me want to gag constantly.
Is it because you were huffing it too much? Like,
sure it wasn't the nuts?
That does too. No, I was... I was struggling a little bit.
Yeah,
right.
It was too much. It was giving me a headache.
Open
and
a
I
window.
Know,
crack open a window.
It wasn't doing anything.
Wow.
And it was really bothering me. And I was telling Joven, I was like, I just can't stand this smell anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, I sound a bit ridiculous, but oh my, then you can't smell in my car. You're making me sick.
First world problems, yeah.
So do you know what I did? I had this stroke of genius. Well, in my opinion, it was a stroke of genius. I decided to kill two birds with one stone. And break the no eating in the car rule. Just get over and done with because it was going to happen. Went through one of my favourite drive-thrus.
Hot chips.
Large chips.
Oh.
Ate them in the car.
Salt all over the chairs.
Well, I had them still in
the plastic that your mum had put on it.
I had them in the box and the box was inside the paper bag.
Okay.
They were, if you'd like to know, they were the thicker chips, not the thinner ones. Because, you know, I'm the thicker chip.
Yeah, you're a thick cut kind of gal.
Sat in the car. Some salt did go into the car, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. I was all right because I think I needed to overcome that too because I had a bit of a complex about dropping stuff in the car. the next, so I ate the chips, you know, no regret because I never have any remorse with chips. Went home the next day, got in the car, and all I could smell was that stale chip smell.
Oh, no.
And I was like, yes. I have never been so happy to smell this before in my life. And I was like, not only did I not gag, but I was gagging for chips. Like, get me more chips.
Oh, it's a slippery slope.
So if you are like me and you have a problem with a new car smell, some chips
grab some
will sort
hot,
you out.
Hot fries.
I can't even smell anything now. It's just nothingness. It's great. Never been so happy in my life. So yeah, the end.
Well, I'm glad that you've overcome your new car smell and moved on from your first world problem.
It's a chip off your shoulder.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.